One of the byproducts about an upsetting time in the world is that it calls you to become peaceful inside of yourself. Since there is very little on the outside to which you can attach to feel peaceful, then that peace becomes your job. And while we are no happier than you are for the circumstances that cause that unrest, it is important to recognize that there are certain conditions that drive you to your own spiritual development. And the times you are living in now, that represent one of those conditions. And so as you are gathering in your own energy, as you are holding your own center, still interacting, of course, with the world, but taking charge of who you really are, taking charge of what you love and what you want to create, then on a spiritual level, we look at that and see you becoming more expanded. We see you becoming more successful in interactions with the world. We see you as becoming safer because you are not leaving yourself to find the peace that you want or even to find the creative energy that you want. You are now referring to the self, and the self always refers to the universe. It is a matter of knowing with whom you are making your alliances. And that is a powerful thing to know as well. Anything that makes you feel helpless or without power in that you are interacting with, stop in yourself, in your thoughts, and move back into your center and begin to make your alliances with the universe. That way you are always on the side of power in the good way. And it allows you to move out of forces outside of you that may have claimed power, but not in a good way. So it is simply a thing to remember that even in the times that you are in, there is an opportunity for you to grow and become more who you really are. So if you will begin to breathe deeply, easily, and know that where your breath goes, love goes. Now feel the cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root. And let that cleansing energy wash any impediment to creating your own life that you might be holding in your body. Let the cleansing energy wash it away. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. And let the second center release its shame, its judgment, all that prevents you from cleansing in a natural, healthy way as you experience everything in life. The second center is your cleansing chakra and will help you do that if you will release the other things that might have been caught there, the judgment, the shame. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy wash away from your energy body and your physical body any emotions that are not serving your good. The anger, the frustration, any of those things. Allow your body to release them and this cleansing energy to wash them away. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart center. And feel the cleansing energy moving across your heart to wash away pain, to wash away any hurt that you might have felt, any old patterns that no longer serve you. Let the cleansing energy wash all of that away. Feel the cleansing energy from your source in the earth come up through your body and into your throat. And wash away any communication that you might have with yourself that does not honor you, that does not understand and respect you. Let all of that communication be washed out of your throat center so that there is only room for that which is worthy, for that which is kind, for that which is supportive. Feel the cleansing energy come up into your third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash away doubt. Wash away your intuitive blocks if they are in that third eye, so that you are able to see clearly inside of you and outside of you in the world. Feel the cleansing energy wash up through your body and out through the crown. And as it leaves, let it open your crown so that you can receive more easily and joyfully all the things that the universe wants you to have. Now feel your energy rise up lightly. Move up through your crown. Feel how light you have become as your energy moves into the sky. And look at the beauty of the miracle of the sky, knowing that we cannot even see all of the miracles of creation. But we must know that we are a part of it, and we are designed. And see that a path appears in the sky. And as you move up the path, feel how easily you grow, how easily you rise. Feel the smile of the universe as you grow higher and lighter. And come to a place high in the sky where there are gates. gates that open for you, because the place you enter has been prepared for you. And feel that golden light rains like coins as you walk into your place. And water flows. And going to that water, refresh yourself. And see that the path moves upward, and you are moving to a place where your teacher waits for you. Move to that place. And spend this time with your teacher. Know that your teacher has a gift for you, and in this moment, receive the gift, resting the mind, knowing the gift. Thank the teacher for coming to be with you. And come down through this place, which is your place. Come to the gates, to the path. Breathing in the energy of the universe. Come to the room again, and as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.